Welcome to Rest, Release, and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity newspaper, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Dr. Jarnette Ruffner Caesar of Liberated Expression LLC. And thank you for taking the time to share your experience and expertise.
Thank you so much, Donetta. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm happy to be with you and your listeners.
No problem. I'm going to get right with it. Now, my first question is, where does the name Liberated Expression LLC originate from?
Well, it's an interesting story. It was actually derived from my transition to natural hair back in the 90s. I was attending a professional conference, actually a diversity conference, and I was talking about natural hair at that time. And I wanted to be able to come up with a way to explain what it feels like to have natural hair. And my friend said, it's a liberated expression. And so I decided to use that name as I work with professionals to obtain professional freedom. And so that's where Liberated Expressions was, in some ways, it was birthed and born. And so I decided to run with it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, because really, really unique. So that's the reason I wanted to find out where it actually came from. So thank you. You're welcome. My next question is, can you share with us your strategy of supporting your client from start to finish briefly?
Sure. Well, let me just share with your listeners that Liberated Expressions is a professional services agency created to help women to build pathways to professional freedom. And I specifically teach women how to leverage their professional superpowers one resume at a time. And so what we do is try to get folks to look at their resumes differently. And I like to describe it as a locked treasure chest. You have the chest, but someone else has the key. You know there's something great on the inside, but you're having trouble accessing it. And so my process, I start off with a 30-minute clarity call with each person. They are asked to complete a questionnaire prior to the call so that I can learn a bit about them and what they are desiring at this point in time in their professional lives. And then step two to the process is a series of resume strategy sessions where I use my resume amplification process to help clients to dig into their resume via an assessment. We work on clarity for next professional steps, digging into individuals' experiences, and pulling out hidden treasures. And then at the end of it, my clients walk away with a fully revamped resume.
I love the idea of hidden treasure because sometimes you don't really know that you know a lot more than you give yourself self-credit.
Yes.
And so that is really key to pull things out and also transferable skills that sometimes, you know, people might just look at a job title or read it and don't think that they qualify, but they actually do. So that's
absolutely
great. That is really great. Yes, yes. Now, the next question, how does working with executives and entrepreneurs is different?
Well, you know, I don't think there's much difference there because as an executive and an entrepreneur, staying power, it requires some grit. And the individuals that I work with, interestingly, they usually have a desire to become an entrepreneur. And so in working with them, I show these executives how to identify what they already have in their treasure chest, what they have to offer, and how those expertise and their passion can be transformed into a business.
All right, my next question is, how have resumes changed over the years since now we have to apply online?
Well, I think the most significant change, not so much to relate it to applying online, is the need to show the results of your work in your resume and your ability to address the pain points of a potential employer. So long gone are the days where we could apply for a job, and in that objective statement, we could simply say something like, I'm seeking a position that best utilizes my skills. So that is gone. And then you go on to proceed to share your duties of the job that you've held without results. Hiring managers today want you to move or remove the fluff, the extra stuff, and be clear and state what you've accomplished. They are on timelines. They look at many resumes, and they want you to get to the meat of what you've done. So we used to use words like results-driven and goal-oriented. Well, one, those words or those phrases are extremely outdated. But two, if you were to use those words, let's just say results-driven, and you don't show any results in your resume, then you have basically shot yourself in the foot. And so it's very, very important for individuals to think about accomplishments. But even before you can have accomplishments, you should have goals when you go into a new job that you're setting for yourself, not only addressing the duties you have to do, but being able to go beyond those things as well.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for sharing that, because that do make a lot of sense. The things have changed from the day where it was paper and then they had to read it. And I understand what you're saying, because they want to get the results and as opposed to reading it and pulling out some information. Thanks for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying with our guest, Dr. Jarnett of Liberated Expression LLC. Now, my next question is, what superpowers do you use to get a good night's rest?
Well, I can't say that I use superpowers, but I use super apps. And so currently I'm using an app called Relax Melodies. And this app allows users to select and combine sounds to create a melody for sleep, for focus, for de-stressing, etc. So you could combine a combination of white noise or underwater sounds or waterfalls to create the right mix for you. So I have really enjoyed that particular app. I also lie down, and when I lie down, I intentionally relax each part of my body, specifically focusing on tension areas. And I do my best to try and sleep in comfortable, cool clothes. Because I found, I hate to say it, but, you know, as we get older, those night sweats can come along and all that good stuff. So it's very important to be comfortable and cool. In addition, I pray, And finally, but I haven't had much success in this area, finding a good pillow. I didn't know how important having a great pillow is. And so I'm still on that journey. If you have any suggestions, please let me know.
Well, I have found that it really depends on the person. I actually found a pillow is Beauty. It's Black Beauty Rest. And that one is very, very soft. But everybody might be different. So what might work for me might not work for you. So almost like trial and error, I hate to say, as far as buying a pillow, because that you don't really know until you actually get it and try to see how it works for you. But I know that particular pillow, and then some people might not like anything real soft. Some people might prefer something that helps them support their neck. So just trial and error. Sometimes you can tell when you go to the store, actually just feel it to see if it's something that you like before you buy. But I have noticed that I think it's Beauty Rest Black Night or something of that nature that I really prefer that's really, really comfortable.
Okay, I'll try it out.
Okay, great, great. Now, the other question is, why is it important for your clients to get the quality sleep before an interview or a meeting?
Well, we know that sleep is critical. It's a time for restoration. A time to be at peace, a time to just renew oneself. And so, you know, quality sleep clears your mind. You know, you're more energetic, you have a positive mindset, you're focused, more creative, and you look better. And so all of these components are really necessary for successful interviews, meetings, and just overall relationships.
That is so true. That the last thing that someone wants to be tired going on an interview, even a phone interview. You know, a time someone might think, well, I'm not going in person, so I'm just talking to them on the phone. But you still need to be alert. You still need to be focused, and you need to be conscious of what you're saying. So that is crucial, and it's good to see that sleep overall affects everything. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Now, my other question is, what projects are you working on?
Well, currently, I've been really creative since we're all dealing with COVID-19. And, you know, we're pivoting and trying to find ways to best serve the community. And so one of the things that I've started to do is I realized that many of my clients, even in the context of resume writing, we've been discussing life challenges, talking about fears and concerns and how we show up for work and having the courage to pursue new roles or maybe leaving a job for a complete career change. And so because of that, I realized that I was doing a lot of coaching, life coaching in that regard. And so I decided to pursue my life coach certification. And so I did that. And I connected with two classmates, and we collaborated to create community coaches. And we're three life coaches where we support creatives, executives, stay-at-home parents, anyone who's ready to transition to a new normal. And so we just launched this initiative on this past Monday, June 8th. And I'm very excited about it. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about it because we're a diverse group of coaches in terms of, lifestyle, race, age, and so we're really able to help a broad scope of people, particularly during this season. So I'm very excited about this.
That is wonderful. I know that is a needed value because I know just working from home as far as my job, I thought I was on vacation at first because I was going to bed late. and waking up late, and I was just totally off. Like, I'm just so confused until I had to put some structure. Well, let me go to bed at a certain time. Well, let me wake up a certain time, even though I wasn't physically going to work. So and it wasn't as easy as I thought, because I always said, I want to work from home. And I actually see how it feels. So, in transitioning, it's not always a simple task. It takes a lot of challenges and changes. So that is wonderful that that's something that you're offering. And I know it will help the community out. So that is great. That is great.
Thank
you. So like I said, once again, congratulations. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. Hi, this is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, host of the Empowerment Journey Podcast. I am so excited about my podcast because I am able to help others overcome their personal challenges to achieve professional success. Tune in on Fridays at 7 p.m. I look forward to you listening to my podcast, and I'm excited about your journey. Thank you for staying with our guest, Dr. Jarnett of Liberate Express and LLC. Now, I really want to thank you so much for taking the time and for us to share all the valuable information. And I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listener audience how we can support you.
Sure. Thank you again, Janata. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You're welcome.
So, for individuals who are need assistance in digging deep into their resume to create a new professional reality for yourself, and you're looking for a different type of resume support, Liberated Expressions is for you. If you'd like to learn more about us, we can be found at www.liberated-expressions.com. We are also on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Liberated Expressions LLC. And if someone is interested in securing a free 30-minute clarity call, you can use the website and you'll see free clarity call at the top when you schedule an appointment, and we can have a conversation about what you're looking to do and how we can best support you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And if anyone would like to contact me, I can be reached at my website, and it is https://donattadmoren.com, which is donattadmoren.com. And as always, sleep heals.